Greetings. This is News and Views from the Gunflint Trail. Going into the final scene of 2017, activity amongst us humans is easy going along the Gunflint Byway. It's the shoulder season for businesses along the trail while we all wait in anticipation for winter to get fully underway. Life is pretty calm as the sands of time trickle toward another new year, but atmospheric things are happening, not to the liking for many of us. Right after the big turkey day, Old Man Winter took a hike, leaving the area in a mire of rainy clouds, drippy rooftops, and snow melting to slush. Being under the white pine canopy, the yard around Wildersmith had minimal snow, and what was there is now melted back to autumn brown. Guess we'll be starting winter all over again. Other places throughout the forest still have a measure of snow, but everything white has taken a beating. A brief thermometer downtick returned conditions to the ice-making mode before spiking up once again over the past few days. This made for slippery going with backcountry roads, driveways, and walking paths in the state of being an accident waiting to happen. So far, the Smiths have been cautious, remaining in the upright position, but it isn't easy. I hope the same for others moving about the trail. With our pronounced driveway incline, I sometimes wonder if the vehicle might be there until spring. Should I not be able to negotiate the curvy hill to the upper-level parking? Actually, getting up the slippery slope is of less concern than coming down. Knowing the trees are the only means of halting an uncontrollable slide into the lake, it's always a white knuckler in the absence of dry snow. Whereas a meltdown used to happen about once a season, such situations seem to be occurring with far more frequency over the past few years. With the approaching holiday season in mind, yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and yes, Jenny, climate change is becoming a real nag on nature. One might expect a return to normal baboon eventually, but in the meantime, those of us with a zest for snow and cold remain rather subdued. Perhaps the cold little spirit moon of Sunday morning can get our spirit of the north off its duff and back to work. Maybe a little snow dance would add support. A couple friends were hiking the Lonely Lake Trail and high cliffs above Gunflint Lake last weekend and shivered at an episode of howling wolves. Wonder if the pack might have been beckoning the Old Man of the North to get back on track. The cold season setback is no doubt causing frustration with business owners as they are gearing up for seasonal activities. Inasmuch as last week, cross-country ski tracks were laid in the mid-trail area around Bearskin Lodge, and other trails in the system were being packed. It would appear the now-diminished snowpack might be putting preps on hold. Meanwhile, snowmobilers are also stymied with too little snow to even open their sledding system, and ice-making has turned oozy. On a brighter side of things out this way, residents of the Gunflint community are reminded of the open house Christmas party Saturday the 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. The Trail Volunteer Fire Department is hosting the doings at the SCOP Community Center Mid-Trail. Food and refreshments are provided by department members. All Gunflint neighbors are invited. In the spirit of this giving season, a donation to the local food shelf is welcomed. Although the landscape blanket is depleted at the moment, planning is well underway for the colorful Gunflint Mail Run, January 6th. With the race little over a month away, the call is out for volunteers. Many are needed to make this upper trail dog sledding adventure happen. If trail folks have helped before, organizers need you once again. If you have not been a part of the team in previous years, but want to join in, get in touch with the Mail Run Volunteer Coordinator, Kathy Quinn, 387-3352 as soon as possible, or sign online, Gunflint Mail Run Volunteer, at gmail.com. for WTIP, this is Wilder Smith on the Gunflint Trail, where everyday life in the forest is great, regardless of slushy setbacks.